Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Today is July 31st, a month from today. We have a football game in Lincoln, Nebraska, and fall camp begins today. We made it. We made it.
God, we did.
We did it. The offseason is basically over.
It is. God dang, Jake. You stumbled out of the gate.
I stumbled, but I picked it up.
Yeah, you're like a horse that stumbled out of the gate. But yeah, you picked it up and you made a great... God dang, we did. We did make it.
We made it. The offseason's over.
Bill, in our media circles, which you're new to.
Much in the circle. I think I'm kind of out of the loop.
I saw you in a media room one time. You looked pretty much in the circle to me.
What was I eating?
You were standing.
Standing, eating a hamburger.
Eating a hamburger, standing. It's still
talking to Keith Mann.
Freaks me out a little bit.
Talking to Keith Mann.
And people.
There were comments. And why is he here?
There was a lot of whispers. Why is Bush here?
It's covering the game. Media.
What's Bush doing?
Had a credential. But, and I sat by Jake.
You did.
And watched Creighton beat us by 30.
In the upper level of the media. The added additional level of the media section. Wasn't even there before.
And Jake wore a Husker jacket that he just bought, a retro jacket.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And then I put it on the ground and it got spilled. Stuff spilled all over it. There was some sort of drink that something behind me, I think. It wasn't Bill. It wasn't me, but... It got just doused by pop in some regard, so I could not wear that the rest of the day.
What I was saying is, in the media circles, Bill, we do this thing where the season ends, and then thus begins this long march until the next season, and you have to fill a lot of time, and it can be taxing. As that's over, it's now there's just
Would you say there's a plethora of information?
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday was a big day, right?
I mean,
well,
big day.
Keith outdid himself.
Was Keith in a tie again?
No.
No.
Good question.
Was he back in golf gear?
Yes, back in golf gear. Keith Mann is who we're talking about. And let's just describe him as the main media person.
Yes, he'd be the big toe of the media for Nebraska.
And he put on quite a show.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, he...
Was there snacks?
No. He had the Rule at the podium and then three coordinators at the podium. And then that was fine. That was all standard. But he went above and beyond when he put, I don't know, I'm not going to count how many players went to these stations on the Hawks championship practice field. They were set up very elaborate stations where you could gather around Marquise Buford or Jamari Butler or Nash Hutmacher or Javon. Did you call him Javon or Javon? Javon Wright?
Javon.
He seemed disappointed. He whispered that because he's just disappointed in
Javon.
Come on, man.
Oh, I mean, Emmett Johnson. There's a long line of players, and they put them at stations that were very organized. I think there's six or seven, eight different stations. So it was incredible. Yeah, it was Keith. I couldn't compliment him enough. God bless him. It was a big moment for Keith. It was one of the better media events we've ever had.
This was about 10 to noon. Is that right?
Yeah,
2 hours.
Was there a briefing to the media? Did Keith address the media, let them know what's going on?
No, he usually chooses to do that. Well, it was such a big gathering. It was. I walked in the room
late. We got a text from Swim.
I didn't know that 7 minutes early was late nowadays.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Swim is calling. What's wrong with 9:53 for 10 a.m.?
Yeah,
he's on time.
And Rule didn't show up. So it was 9:53 and Rule didn't show up till 10:10. And that often happens, as Bill knows. The coaches aren't always there right on time. So I wasn't.
Is it true that you stole someone's seat? That's the only question.
Big Swim, Nick Sainert, said that you showed up at 9:53, which we had no problem with. You also said you stole an intern's seat who had his computer there, and you said, that's my seat now.
No. What is Swim doing? Yeah. No. There's no truth.
It didn't sound like you.
I agree with that. That is not even.
Sipple is not that guy.
I'm not that guy.
No, he's not. There's 100.
Thank you, Bill. Yes. I don't know what
you'd be just
about.
The opposite. Matter of fact, if someone even said, "Hey, take my seat," you'd be like, "No."
No, as a matter of fact, to completely defend myself,
okay,
there weren't many seats, so I pulled up a seat on the outer fringe, and Sean said, "No, you got a seat right here. Here's a seat; it's open." They kept a seat for me.
Okay.
So nobody, and our intern had a seat.
Okay, is the Husker Online intern?
Yeah, Joseph. Yeah.
Okay, Nick says he took an intern seat.
Yeah.
The kid had his laptop and everything set up. Sipple just came in and took it. You're saying that is not true?
I don't know what that fiction is.
Nick is lying to us then.
This will be solved somewhere around 8:04 today.
Yeah. We'll talk to Swim about
that. That was odd. No, there was a seat next between Sean and Robin that was open, but it was kind of cramped in there, so I wasn't going to take it. It was open. But I wasn't going to take it. I was just going to sit on the fringe, which was fine.
I'm going to have Swim go to the grease board. I want him to draw it up when he gets here.
Please show the scene for us. Like
it's possible Swim misidentified me.
That could happen. Yeah. I wonder if...
Really?
So there's a Sipple lookalike in the media.
You have a doppelganger?
Yes.
There's a lot of 5'8 little guys,
They're all ex-boxers. Golden Gloves.
Journalists of the Year. Journalists of the Nebraska. Year.
Imagine if the Journalist of the Year can kick your ass. How about that?
Take that. I'm Steve Sipple.
Take that.
I'm Steve Sipple. Out the way.
So anyway, Ben, I would never do that. Ben's driving a truck.
Yes, that was the idle chit-chat. Young Ben. Bill informed. I had no idea. Bill says that
last 2 days I've had to sit outside by myself to wait for someone to let me in. No one's here.
Bill's getting here early again.
First day.
really early again. It's fine.
Bill's getting here early.
Really early again.
The darkness?
The darkness excites me. It excites me. It's still dark out. And then also, it's pretty obvious that things aren't going great with Jake and the marriage.
That's not true. This morning I had to help with Scotland. She was a little fussy this morning. I was trying to make sure Elizabeth didn't have to wake up at all. So I tried
She's fussy because you guys aren't getting along.
Ben, what's been the order of arrival? Me, Ben,
Jake.
I bring my own coffee now because Jake doesn't have it ready.
It's ready right now, though. Your refill is ready for you when you need it back there. It's done.
Well, we've done this before. We've got you through rough patches, you and Elizabeth. We'll do it again.
Exactly.
Everything's great. Everything's fine.
And Ben just whips up in a truck. And that blew my mind. That absolutely blew my mind. I'm sitting there, I'm like...
You said he's riding low in the truck.
He was kind of a low rider, kind of steering with just his wrist, kind of sitting down. Just steering with just his wrist.
I got to see this visual.
Saw him drive up?
Yeah, I saw him drive up. He parks right out front.
I got to see this truck.
Yeah.
Did it look all right? Again, low rider, but it looked all right otherwise?
It's a super cab, isn't it, Ben? So, it's a super cab. So, if Ben has a dog, be very comfortable back there.
Ten County?
Yeah, Ten County.
Yeah. God, this is great. I love having Ben because it's
10 county.
Yeah, it brings back like a lot of good memories. You drive even a 10 county. God.
Lakeview, though.
Young Ben said he did drive past the 7 mile Inn on the way back to Columbus last week. So he saw the 7 mile Inn this past weekend.
Did you stop at Bellwood? Did you stop at the oh, he should have stopped at Bellwood.
Stop at them both next time.
Yeah.
Bellwood's great.
Yeah, Bellwood and 7 mile Corner. Yeah, Bellwood's.
Bellwood's good.
The
really
gas station's
good.
Great in Bellwood. Come on.
It's okay. Got a great bathroom. It is, seriously,
it's very good. Stopped there last time I went through.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a compliment to Bellwood.
It is.
Anything else? Idle chit-chat before we get back into the media stuff from yesterday?
No.
Bill, anything for you?
No, just the fact that I'm mesmerized. I'll tell you the story on this real quick. On the Olympics. Please. I'm mesmerized by that. So last
the Olympics.
Night, I'm absolutely mesmerized by watching the, as my dad said, he goes, the gymnast, he goes, I can't imagine even thinking about trying that they even come up with these things in their head that they're trying to do. Simone Biles got up to 11.5 feet. That's how high she was up in
How's
the
that
air.
Possible?
It was insane. But here's one of the best parts.
It's spring.
So we're watching a couple times, and Laura's like, oh, that's going to be a deduction. Oh, this. And she's like all into it right there. And I'm talking to Shin Daddy on the phone last night.
On the phone with Shin Daddy?
I'm talking to him, and he goes, what are you guys doing? I said, we're watching the replay of the. She's like, it's a replay? I'm like, yeah, this was over at noon. I can tell you exactly who wins this. She had no idea. Had no idea it was a replay.
Yeah, they're 7 or 8 hours ahead of us over there.
Laura, it's okay.
So anyway, but I did tell her. Now later on, we watched the men's 4x200, which I didn't know what happened there. I
don't know anything.
I think Great Britain won it. USA was second. Got a silver.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So there's your Olympic.
I love the Olympics.
There's your Olympic. God. You're the only one in this room.
You should have sip his thoughts on the Olympics. He's a big fan of the Olympics.
Ask Jake his thoughts on the Olympics.
Well, I at least watched a few minutes of it.
Did you?
Well, she wanted to watch it last night. Elizabeth did.
Trying to get
Elizabeth
back
wanted
together.
To watch the Olympics
she.
Last night, so we caught a little bit of
this is
the
misses.
Gymnastics, I guess.
The old ball and chain.
Yeah, that's right. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. When you arrived yesterday at the media session, the Oregon Duck was on the scene.
I want to hear about this because I'm not up to speed.
I don't understand
my little
life.
Bit that I'm catching from it sounds absolutely hilarious to me. It sounds like pure gold by Oregon. Is Oregon behind this?
Yeah.
They have to be. Yeah, that's the official duck.
I just think it's designed, Bill. They just send their duck to Big Ten places just to ingrain themselves in the culture and say, we're on the scene. Here's our duck. I didn't really participate in it, but...
No surprise there.
So the duck
there.
was just there when you got there.
When I walked up, the duck was there. Yeah. Thankfully, the duck was talking to another sports writer. Because I didn't want to deal with it.
Did you talk to the duck live?
No, I did not.
Who talked to him? Who can we get a hold of?
There's a World Herald reporter whose name I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Was definitely, I think he was, there was, the duck was accompanied by a handler.
Okay.
So there was a handler. With the duck. I'm not sure the duck talks.
It's not supposed to. Mascots don't talk.
Is that right?
They don't speak.
Is that right?
At least the ones that have, you know, if it's like an actual human, they can maybe speak. But if it's when it's inside the mascot thing, you can't talk.
Okay.
That's a rule.
Is that a rule?
It's a rule. Yeah, it's a mascot rule. You
Unwritten
don't speak.
Rule?
You don't speak when you're inside
I'll
the mascot.
I'll get a hold of Barfnik, see if you can get to the bottom of
yes.
it.
Yes. Now, the duck was escorted out of the session is what I hear.
Didn't know that.
Didn't have a media pass on.
Didn't
no
have
credential.
A media pass. No credential.
For God's sake.
Had to leave.
But there was a handler. There was the duck. There was an eye roll by me. And there was quite a bit of discussion about it. Like
so the ducks did their job.
I would say
they created a stir.
Yeah, 100.
And it's funny. It's
kind of funny.
Well, let's go back to last week in Indianapolis. They had a big inflatable duck. In Indianapolis.
Which I thought was great.
I think this is a good campaign, if you're asking me. It's a good campaign.
There's two reasons for it. Well, one, for the Big Ten to announce themselves into the Big Ten, and they're loaded in football.
Yeah.
If they were coming in with a team that might go 4-8, they would be probably a little bit less. It might be a little less.
Might be true.
But they know they've got a team.
UCLA traveling around to different media sessions with the Bruin.
They have a Bruin.
Yes, they do. I don't think he's going to different media sessions, though, across the Big Ten.
Could the Breakers wrap their arm around? I just want to imagine. So the Duck and the Handler, they're driving in their rental car to the stadium. They have to look at each other like, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's like, well, we're going to go
Lincoln.
We're in Lincoln.
We're in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And there's a press conference at 10 o'clock.
It's 100 degrees, by the way.
Yes.
And you're putting on this uniform.
I have a Duck uniform on, and then I can't talk. So once we get inside, you handle everything.
It's pretty interesting when you think about it that way.
That part would be like, I couldn't imagine like that. They're at probably the Holiday Inn Express last night.
And I'd like to know where they're going now. Did he go to Iowa City? Yeah. You know,
I'm sure he did.
They're going to Chicago. You know, I don't know.
I just want to imagine
making the tour,
being in the graduate and getting on the elevator, and all of a sudden a Handler and a Duck gets on, and like, where are you going to? We're going to the press conference.
It is interesting, and they hit Nebraska on the exact right day. And now I just wonder if that was orchestrated.
I'm saying that's pretty orchestrated. I don't think they
that's
just all of a
just
sudden,
random. Come on,
it was a perfect day to do it because there was 100 media there, and the media liked it. I mean, they.
I don't know how you wouldn't. it's a Duck.
The Duck did take a picture at midfield with Lil Red and Herbie Husker after the session.
Did media people get selfies with the Duck?
Jake. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I was not there. I would probably not have gotten a selfie, but there many did take selfies with the Duck.
That's what I figured.
So
I think there's a chance. I wouldn't have done a selfie, but I would have wanted a picture with the Duck if I was there, if I was in media.
How would you do it?
Would you have smiled or not?
I just would have handed you my phone. Hey, Steve, snap a picture of me and the Duck. Does the Duck have a name?
Oh, man. I don't know what the no, I don't know
look
what the
at
Duck's
Ben.
Name.
Ben. Yeah. Look at Ben.
Google that, would you, Ben?
Write that one down.
Ben's stepping up.
Yeah.
The Duck mascot for Oregon.
Does he have a name?
I do not know.
He's on this.
I don't know the Duck's name.
He's on this. He's finding a pin. He's finding a marker.
He's got a marker. He's writing things down.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, not a big rush. We're just trying. Not a big rush.
He's doing fine.
What's that?
Puddles. That's
Puddles.
Right.
Puddles the Duck.
That's right. I should have known that off the top of my head. Puddles. People were talking about Puddles. Yeah.
Big Red Base on the YouTube says the Duck was probably Connor Stallions doing some intel.
Could have been
to Connor Stallions.
Yeah,
I can't wait till that next Netflix.
So there's a Netflix series coming out.
Yes,
is it a series or just what is it?
I don't know. Documentary of some
sort.
I don't know if it's two parts, whatever it is.
A doc.
I'm gonna bet there's not a lot of information. I only want to know one thing. That's the only thing that I even care about is final proof that he was on the sidelines.
Western Michigan.
Central Michigan. That's all I care about. I want to know. I want to get his.
Right away
when that came up, McElwain said, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Jim McElwain.
And they're still waiting to get to the bottom of it.
McElwain. McElwain doesn't like this Netflix deal.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
That's all I want to know. Was he on the sideline? Because right now it's been pushed back. And if he wasn't, there would have been a grand statement of like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. That's Todd.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, right. Smith, he works in, he's in media or whatever it is. That's who it is. There's like, nope. Who is this guy? And that also, which has been said on other radio shows too. It take about 9 seconds. Like everyone in the room, who was this? And who let him on here? No one leaves the room. Nope. If you tell me.
Yep.
That's it. You'd have the head trainer in there. You'd have the media people.
No, McElwain's not getting to the bottom of it. 'Cause he doesn't want to get to the bottom of it. He wanted this thing to go away. It's not. I just wonder if he's giving this an eye roll, if his AD says, don't even worry about it. I don't know if the AD does that or not, or you participated in one of the biggest scandals of the 2023 season, or the biggest scandal. I don't know what the AD says. I don't know what I'd say to him. What were you doing? And why did you know he was on your sideline? What does he say? And if he doesn't, if he says, I didn't know, then what? Okay, what?
Then what?
How? You just don't know he's on your sideline?
How do you guys not know that?
Right. Like,
I have no idea.
What, are you just letting anybody down?
How does somebody...
He cannot win in this situation. He can't win.
It's probably correct because you don't know him. Well, actually, I worked with him at Michigan. So, yeah, kind of interesting stuff. But that's my favorite. That's what I want to know from
He did work with him.
Yes. So that's what I want to know from the documentary. I want to know. That's it. That's all I want to know.
I just wonder if McElwain, they're getting into camp, and I wonder if he looks at that or if he even knows about it. Mm-hmm. McElwain may not even know about it right now, but if he does know about it, I wonder if he just eye rolls it or if he looks down at his desk and says, oh, great, this is a pain. I wonder.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a fun thing.
No. Because it's your credibility.
He can't win in this. It's a lose-lose for Jim McElwain.
Jeez.
Why was he there? If he didn't know why he was there, why didn't you know? You can't win. It's a lose-lose.
He has sunglasses on. The game was at night.
He looked like an idiot.
Can't wait to see what happens with this documentary.
I'm excited to see that. And then the so-called infractions are supposed to be coming out soon.
We'll see what that is.
I don't expect much.
You were at the media session yesterday. You were there with Matt Rhule, Tony White, Marcus Satterfield, and others spoke at the this pre- fall camp huddle yesterday, the 2-hour session. Was there a big storyline at all?
Yeah, yes. I find the world to be fascinating. The off season for Nebraska has clipped along nicely. There's obviously optimism. It's not overwhelming. It's not. People have learned their lessons. But there's a halting, quiet optimism, and then along comes Rhule, and he tells you he whips off the injury report going into preseason camp. As Jake mentioned, it starts today.
Mm-hmm.
And oh God, there it is.
The kicker,
Tristan Alvano.
Yeah, Tristan
won't be starting camp because of a groin. Jake and Bill, you know this stuff. It's not as simple as a groin. Kickers must get something in their abdomen groin from overuse. Do you recognize that?
Yes. There used to be, they used to use the term. I can't speculate this, but there used to be a term like a sports hernia
would come up. Yeah.
And so
they didn't call it sports hernia.
Yeah, but anything with, in your force of that kicking leg, when it hits a ball, that's why you have to, when you talk about a pitch count, you have to have a pitch count on your kickers. That was the most, by the thing I tracked the most was how many times your foot hit the ball on this day. And then you have to have then the off days. And so how you were, it wasn't like, oh, we'll just do like, no.
Go hammer a few.
Yeah, go hammer a few. It's like, no, that's not how it works. Right. I talking to Maher, and he talked about, if they asked him, say for the Cowboys, whoever he's kicking for, hey, I need you to kick 3 balls today.
Yeah.
Then he would do his entire routine as if it was going to be a day he kicked numerous balls, his normal routine. He said, because you can't halfway into it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to it. So anyway,
that could
be that injury, when your foot is hitting the ball, there's trauma. And so there's something there that came up, obviously. Yeah. And then I believe
there's trauma.
Was there a surgery ahead of this?
Yes. So here's the deal. The particulars are, we don't know all the particulars. You're going to ask when the surgery was. They didn't really say. Yeah. This is what Rule said. Tristan Alvano is limited. So he'll be out at the start of camp. Wonderful. Rule said his groin has been bothering him. He had a quick surgery with sort of a 2-week recovery time. Okay, so here's the key line right here in my opinion. So he's recovered. He's just not full go. So he's not really recovered. Rule said he's recovered, but he's not full go. He's been working with the training staff. It shouldn't be too long. Now, this is where you would say, Bill or Jake, Sipple, you're just making a mountain out of a molehill, maybe. Would you say that?
No, I believe in any time that it'd be like, what is the injury? So if the injury to Raiola was throwing shoulder.
Right.
That's a big
no
deal.
Big deal.
No, yeah, it's
so,
all right.
So if the injury was like, you know, like he's got, you know, he broke his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the
right
kicker.
Wrist.
Yeah. So
I got you. Yeah.
But he's the kicker. Okay.
My bad.
So he's got if he has an injury with his kicking leg, that's something.
He's kicking, according to Foley. He's kicking. Okay. Now it's an interesting story to me because you can read it either way. He's kicking, Foley said. He's just not at the point where he's going to kick off right now in terms of that kind of push. Jake astutely pointed out that we're a month away from the first game.
Today. Today is 1 month away from Nebraska, UTEP, in that stadium down there.
And your kicker is not able to kick off. And he's coming off a 2-week surgery.
Now, take you back a couple years ago, Nebraska's Barrett Pickering had an injury. and we had a rotation. You had like 4 or 5 kickers that season because your main kicker was hurt and there was ineffectiveness after that. Because
and Frost couldn't name him. That's what I remember about that.
But what they pulled a guy from Leadbelly who was bartending. He was kicking field goals for Nebraska at one point, and he did an okay job.
Yeah. And then they invited him back, and he didn't want to come back.
I said no.
Rather chase girls.
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm bartending.
I'm not good. A bad idea.
So that was a groin injury though to Barrett Pickering, I believe that year.
His was golf related.
It was. But
I don't know how you did. I don't know how you survived as long. Coaching would drive me up the wall.
But yeah, the point is that was a problem going into the season, and it was a huge problem with the kicking during the season.
So you would ask the question, of course, who are the other kickers? They do have two others. John Hole, Bill coached Jacob. John is Jacob's brother. John is never – he came from Iowa Western. He's a redshirt freshman. Came from Iowa Western this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Never kicked in a college game. Now, he was a good kicker in high school. And Strohmeyer says that he's got a leg, but he's never done it. So you don't know. And then they have a kid named Nico Ottomanelli from Harrington Park, New Jersey. He's a true freshman. I have no idea what his deal is, but yeah, Rule didn't make a big deal of it, which is the right tack to take. If you're him, you can't like let this gnaw at the team. You know, like, oh God, we've done so many good things. Now we have an issue at kicker. I don't even know if they have an issue at kicker. Maybe Jacob or maybe John Hole is really good and there's no concerns at all. I don't know. It's just one of those things that will drive Nebraska fans. Some Nebraska fans.
Here we go. We can't win close games. Right. Now our kicker's hurt. Oh, here we go again. That's Nebraska fans speaking.
Well, and it's kind of the way I react. I mean, I almost audibly said, you got to be kidding me.
I wish you had.
I wish you had. And then just imagine right there, right next to the Ducks, like shaking his head. Bubbles shaking his head.
Pass me on the shoulder.
It's okay, fella. It's okay.
He just gets up and walks out. First thing we get is an injured kicker. Bubbles,
you gotta be kidding me. Anyway, that's it.
So your strain is as a fan base is okay. If everything progresses, sounds as if everything progresses just fine, no issues. But then there's always probably a larger if you talk to a
be careful what
a orthopedic surgeon or someone, they'd say, well, your odds might be higher of a reoccurring injury since you've had a injury. That's how I'd look at it.
Yeah. So that I mean, I thought that was the biggest story because there wasn't a lot of just hard news, Jake.
Well, we just heard from Matt Rhule last week at Media Days. He's like, I pretty much have the same stuff as last week for you this week, essentially, although fall camp begins tomorrow from yesterday.
Right.
But you hear from Satterfield, you heard from Tony White also.
They like their mass. That was one thing that I took out of it. They do like what they have up front on both sides. Satterfield, interestingly to me, Sam, I'll read you the question. Sam McEwen, right, Jake? McEwen.
Sam McEwen, not right. Sam McCown. Right. Sam McEwen. Always has been.
Of the World Herald asked Satterfield, during the course of your coaching career, how many offensive lines have you possessed? How many offensive lines have you had that possess the potential and experience that this one does? He said never. Never. Not this much depth and experience. It's a good problem to have. The one thing that you guys, we haven't talked about a lot is Micah Mazzucca. Mazzucca apparently has kicked in. Okay. Mazzucca started at Baylor. He started at Florida. He came here in the spring and got off to a rocky start. That's not Sipple talking. That's Rhule talking. Remember, Rhule said, yeah, not off to a good start. Hasn't adapted well. My guess, Bill, and I do this thing. This is probably borderline inappropriate. Is I speculate. I wonder if a guy like that just looks at spring ball and says, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? It's spring ball. I'm good. I'm going to be good. I'll be good in August. I'll be ready to go. And maybe just wasn't into it that much. Could that happen to an older guy?
Well,
oh boy,
not really. Okay. But no, just spring ball. When you are deep into your career, spring ball doesn't fire you up a lot.
Okay, it might have been that.
It's kind of like the veterans. It's like they understand how important the NFL camps are. Mm-hmm. They are important, but it's not like they're, you know, when they're year nine and they're like, oh, this is incredible. I get to go to camp for and live in a dorm for five weeks or whatever it is, or in a hotel. So. That's a little bit different. But the biggest thing I would stand out to me would be he went from Baylor to Florida to Nebraska. That's just a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just moving. It's not easy. If all of a sudden right now you were going to be a on-three reporter or a beat writer for the Utah Utes and they flew you out there.
It'd be a lot.
You'd be going like, okay, I'm not real comfortable right here. Where do I sleep at? Where do I go? Who's the Keith Mann of Utah? I don't know any of these things.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. So where do I get groceries?
So when they show up, everything to you is like, I have no idea where I go for anything. So that might be something that factors in to take some time.
Anyway, though, Mazzucca has kicked in. He'll be their left guard. I mean, why do I say that? Because Jamari Butler was asked, who's the toughest guy you face? Mazzucca, by far. It's Mazzucca. You're hearing a lot about Mazzucca now. He'd be your left guard, Jake. You ask these questions. What's the line look like? It'll be Prochazka, Mazzucca.
Ben Scott.
And the right guard is a little more interesting. It'll be either Justin Evans, Bill knows these guys, or Henry Litovsky. My guess is Evans. Evans is a real dude, as Bill says. He's a tough New Jersey kid. He's
really like him.
Oh, God bless you for saying that. He's tough. Football player. Jake, I don't know if you've ever watched The Trenches. It's like a fist fight every play, and he's fist fighting.
And Bryce Benhart at right tackle.
And yeah, Benhart. Benhart, by the way, did he get named on the Outland Trophy watch
list? One of 75 players on the,
Outland Trophy watch list. Think about that. Man. Anyway.
Yesterday, yep.
Yeah, so, and then Tony White. It wasn't, now listen, I don't think the offensive line depth is as good as the defensive line depth. I don't think the quality is good as the defensive line, but Satterfield said he's never had this much depth and experience. Now the defense is different to me because you do have guys like Prince Will and Cam Lenhart, Riley Van Poppel, James Williams. Those are all backups. I mean, those are guys that will come in for Nash, Ty Robinson, Jamari Butler. And those guys are good. I mean, the combination of Butler Lenhart is a good combination. I mean, if you're taking Butler out and putting Lenhart in, it's good. You're in good shape there. Nash is good. Ty's good. So that was revealing. And then the bit that Satterfield said about Raiola, Dylan, that he is that we talked about this sometimes, but he says he's obsessed with being good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's obsessed. That's good. That's a good obsession because it's a good obsession because he's loaded with talent. And Bill has coached guys that are loaded with talent but weren't obsessed with being good. Sometimes they're not even that interested. But he's very interested to the point where, like, Satterfield just threw out an example that made me feel guilty. He said he'll stay up all night rewriting notes and rewriting plays just to make sure he can call them in the proper cadence and proper rhythm. I've never stayed up all night to study anything in my life. And probably wouldn't.
Thanks for admitting that, though.
Your version of an all-nighter is way different. Completely different.
Yeah. It's not studying cadence and rewriting plays, I'll tell you that. He'll stay up all night rewriting notes and rewriting plays just to make sure he can call them in the proper cadence and proper rhythm. Mm. That's a good sign, right?
It is.
There you go.
In depth there. And we'll get to more of that later on in the show.
Yeah.
We will. Before I get to break, quick plug for our friends at Early Bird. If you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, stop by. They have everything like breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, which of course is
smothered,
cinnamon roll pancakes, and also the famous hash holes.
Hash hole. Do one more time, Jake.
Hash holes.
It's the best part about Jake when he does it. If you get is his eyes. Yep. His eyes go up.
Look up.
He goes.
There's an art to it. There's an art to it.
You know he's in his full creative mode when his eyes avert and he looks off into the distance.
Off in the distance. The eyes go up. Off into the distance. Yes.
They've got
what else?
Brunch cocktails, mimosas, everything. Bloody Marys. Anything else you can want for breakfast or brunch. Check it out. They've got 6 locations. One in Lincoln at 19th and K. Free parking. Tons of free parking. At 19th and K. No, not paid the big lot.
And the key is you're not parked like 2 blocks over for free.
It's right there.
You're right there. You whip right up right there.
The same area.
Ben, if you're feeling like you're vegetable deficient, you know, and that you can be at your age, you don't eat well, you have a woman in your life yet, just drink a few Bloody Marys.
Yeah, that's good enough. There's your
Bloody Marys, get your vegetables up, and also let's see if we can get Ben something going on TikTok. Maybe we can get him a girlfriend or something.
Tinder, TikTok, one of the two.
Tinder. Yeah, maybe. Ben, are you on Tinder?
Find yourself a Tinderella there.
Let's see if we can get...
You can do it, Ben.
You can do it.
Early Bird, 19th K. Check him out today. Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.